It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareNow using hashtag ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria@RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. In honor of Every Kid Healthy Week, for our Ask an Expert segment this week, I've invited registered dietitian Marissa Moore to join us. Marissa is a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and contributing editor for Food and Nutrition Magazine. Marissa, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you. So one of our listeners had said that her kids don't want to sit down and eat a healthy breakfast in the morning, and she usually just ends up giving them Pop-Tarts in the car. What's a better fast option she can give them?
So there are a lot of things you can do. One of my favorite things to recommend is to just have a whole grain waffle that you pop into the oven or into the toaster right before, while the kids are getting ready. Add a smear of peanut butter and an apple, and you're ready to go. That's a very easy breakfast. And if you have a little bit of extra time during the weekends, you can even make oatmeal muffins or something like that and pop those in the toaster oven on the way to school, and then maybe have a piece of fruit with it.
I love it. That sounds like a really quick way, but you also get some good fats, you get some protein, it keeps your kid going.
Exactly.
Through the morning versus a Pop-Tart, just give them lots of sugar.
It's too much sugar there.
Yeah. So speaking of, once they've had their breakfast, now let's talk about lunch. And one reader said, my children usually like to buy their lunch in the school cafeteria, but they usually opt for pizza and fries. What are some healthier school options?
You know, the good thing about school lunch is usually they do have vegetables available. You just have to encourage your kids to try them. So if you can play a little game or encourage them to maybe make half of their plates fruits and vegetables, and then they can maybe go with pizza or something like that, then maybe they'd compromise a little bit. But there's almost always some fruits or some vegetables that they can choose, so encourage them to do that.
And is there a way to know what the options are at your school if you're a parent?
Yeah, most schools do publish their menus ahead of time, often a month or so in advance. So take a look at what they have and encourage your kids to try the things that you already know they like.
Okay. Good to know. So we're not going to go overboard, but just ask them to put a little bit of vegetables and fruits. You're just asking for a little bit on their lunch plate, not
exactly
just pizza and fries.
And the thing is, you can make up for it at home, too. If you think that they're kind of choosing pizza and fries and burgers a little more often at school, at home, make sure that they're getting plenty of vegetables.
You know, that's a really good point, because I can hear every mom saying, yeah, good luck, I'll encourage my child, but I can't control what they eat at school.
Exactly.
So you can only control so much. You try to make sure that home meals are more healthy.
Exactly.
Very good. Now, okay, let's moving on in the day. Pick up your child. They're probably ravenous. They may have some activities. Again, need a quick snack option. You're probably going to soccer practice or singing or whatever. What are some quick snack options for them then?
So there are a lot of options here. I'm a big fan of Greek yogurt, and sometimes it can be a little bit tangy, but if you look, you'll often find some that are a little bit creamier, a little less intense for children. So those make a perfect snack before or after sports. You can also do cheese, little cheese squares. That would be very easy, but I'm a big fan of things like fruit skewers. So just take a skewer, put some strawberries, pineapple, maybe banana, and a little bit of yogurt dip so that they have something to do with their hands. Mm-hmm. And that makes for a perfect snack, especially before an activity.
That sounds like a great thing for all ages, even a child, like a toddler. I may try that for my little girl at home.
Yeah, so. And the other side of it is to try things like broccoli or red peppers because they're really sweet. And you can pair those with ranch dressing. I know some people feel a little certain way about ranch dressing, but kids love it. And if it helps them to get vegetables, that's mm-hmm. a great way to help them to get it in.
All right. With kids, it's about figuring out creative ways to get the healthy in a way that they will take it. It's always the name of the game.
Exactly.
All right. Now, one of our listeners said that my son plays sports and the coach always gives the team, you know, those sugary sports drinks to replace their electrolytes. You know, do we really need to be replacing electrolytes for active kids? Or are they doing more harm than good?
Well, that depends. So if it's hot outside and the kids are sweating profusely, or if they're exercising for more than an hour, sports drinks might be in order. But most of the time, water is just fine. So I would just say it really depends on the activity. And again, if the kids are sweating a lot, if it's hot, or if they're exercising for more than about an hour, sports drinks might be necessary to help to balance out any salt that they might lose, any sodium losses that they might have on the field.
Okay, otherwise, water.
Right, and definitely don't have them drinking sports drinks during the day, mm-hmm. just when they're sitting around. There's no need for that. Only when you've lost a good bit of sweat.
Okay, otherwise, really try to encourage it. And are there good tricks if somebody, my child just won't drink water? Do you have some good tips for that?
Yeah, a lot of times if you just add a little bit of flavor, either from a splash of fruit juice, or if you're adding lemon or lime or strawberries. Right now, strawberries are delicious. Mm-hmm. So if you have strawberry tops left over, you can put those in water and it actually gives a little bit of flavor to the water. And kids think they're, you know, they're so pretty and, you know, the water is all fruity and flavored and they love it.
Very spa-like of exactly. you to throw in some strawberries into your water. It just gives it just a hint of flavor.
Just a hint of flavor. And you want to use the most seasonal fruit that you can find. So if oranges are good right now, add those. If pineapple's good or if strawberries are good, use what's really flavorful right now.
Oh, you can even add pineapples to it? Just throw them in?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Wow. Okay, I will try that. Mm-hmm. So far, my little girl will drink water, and I'm in luck there. So, but I'm going to try it for myself because I myself have a hard time drinking all the water I need. So it's a good tip for everybody. Now, one of our other listeners said, my 8-year-old daughter is a little heavier than some of her friends, but she seems to be normal and healthy. But she started dieting by copying friends of older siblings. How can I encourage her to eat healthy without steering her towards this mindset?
So this is a really important issue. At 8 years old, they're very impressionable. And the goal is to not do anything that's going to cause them to feel really bad about their body or to encourage any sort of obsessive behaviors. So what's really important is, yes, they can be influenced by their peers, but there's a lot of research to show that parents actually have even more influence over their children. So the important thing to do is to model healthy behaviors yourself, eat well at home, and then also praise her whenever she's doing something right. Try not to be too strict or to be critical of the choices that she's making. Instead, focus on what she's doing right. And also, when you make it, you know, when you start to eat, model healthy behaviors.
Interesting. So parents, and we often think that it's a lost cause fighting against a peer pressure, but you're saying that the parents can have a really big influence?
Absolutely. There's some really great research, and that's really encouraging to me, at least, that the parents do have some influence over what their children eat, but you just kind of have to practice what you preach.
Yeah. So it's model the behavior yourself and positive feedback, less criticism.
Exactly.
Okay. Really good. Two good premises to kind of act on with your children. Mm-hmm. Now, another reader said, my child has just decided to become a vegetarian because of his love for animals. I want to support him, but how do I make sure he's getting proper nutrition? And don't you need meat for protein?
Mm-hmm. So the good thing is that vegetarian diets are really healthy and even children can eat them and still develop normally. Okay. So there's no need to worry about that. But what is important is that you make sure that you're giving the child enough variety of foods, and that way you make sure you're getting everything you need. Mm-hmm. Now, there's this whole myth that meat is synonymous with protein, and that's just not the case.
There's other sources.
There are so many different sources of protein. Plant-based sources of protein like beans, nuts, those are all great sources, as well as some grains like quinoa would be a great source. So you might try to add things like little mini bean burritos to the diet. For lunch, you might do a veggie wrap with hummus in it, or add nuts to salads, or you can give the child nuts or seeds for little snacks.
Okay, awesome. You just have to be a little bit creative to get the protein in there.
You do. You have to make sure that you're diverse in doing that and getting enough foods.
Okay, great to know. In our last 30 seconds, can you talk about multivitamins? Do children need a multivitamin?
Well, that's a really good question. I'm a big food first strategist. I like to focus on food first. And so if your child is getting enough variety in their diet, there's a good chance that they don't need a supplement. Now, if there's some sort of an issue where the child's not eating properly and it's happening for the course of a few weeks, then you want to talk to your doctor or your registered dietitian to see if you need to make some changes like adding a supplement.
Okay.
But it's important to remember that supplements are just that, supplements, not a substitute for healthy eating.
So true. That's a great way to end it. You cannot, the best way is getting your fiber, your vitamins from foods themselves.
Exactly.
I love it. Thank you so much, Marissa. That's all we have time for today. But you can find more of Marissa's advice, writing, and tips on her website at marissamoore.com. She's on Twitter at Marissa Moore or her Facebook page, Marissa Moore Nutrition. Thanks everyone for joining us. Remember that over the next week, you can tweet us your health questions and comments on the show to at ShareCare Inc. or at Dr. Daria. And if you missed a segment or even part of a segment, you can download it on Radio MD on their downloadable site or on iTunes Store. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD, where we help you be your healthiest you. Thanks for listening and stay well.